C.E. Sears resigns from Burns Agency. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday, the 11th of December, 1914. Page 3, Column 4. C.E. Sears, ex-manager of the William J. Burns headquarters in Atlanta, who was in that capacity during the Frank case investigation, which resulted in the withdrawal of the Burns permit to operate here, has left the Burns service and returned to Atlanta. He would not divulge the reasons for the severance of his connections with the Burns Agency, stating merely that he would not return to its employ, but would remain in Atlanta, his home, to enter some other field. He has been a resident of Atlanta for practically all his life and is widely known. Up to the time of his resignation from the Burns service, he was manager of the Birmingham offices. New plea to courts prepared for Frank. Plans are being made by the attorneys for Leo Frank to wage a new fight to save his life through the courts, in which they expect to reopen his case on the ground that the verdict of guilty was caused by prejudice and the fear of mob violence. It is said that an appeal for a writ of error will be made to the Supreme Court of Georgia, in order that counsel might again present the case to the Supreme Court of the United States. A conference was held Thursday between attorneys John L. Tye, Henry C. Peoples, Herbert, and Leonard Haas. Active steps are expected to be taken at the earliest possible moment. Although he is under sentence of death, there have been no changes made in Frank's prison life. Visitors continue to come to his cell, and no extra guard has been placed over him, as was first rumored. It is not necessary for condemned men, however, to be put under rigid guard prior to their execution date. Neither is it customary for visitors to be excluded.